it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple today, Justin and Michelle, and they're dealing with a bullying problem.
No.
Oh, it's always so sad.
I'll beat him up.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk to him.
I believe Michelle won the toss. Michelle?
Yay.
All right, how can we help? We hate the bullies, so what's going on?
I know, and this is the big problem. My son is in middle school. And some of the moms of the boys in his class contacted me and said that my son was being a bully.
Oh, your son is the bully.
Yes. And I am mortified. We don't condone it in our house, and I just don't know what is happening. And I am so embarrassed, and I want to like homeschool him. I want to pull him out of that school and bring him to a different school. Like, this is the extremes that I want to go to, because it's just like, you can't bully in a school and there have to be some repercussions. And I'm so embarrassed. And the moms are just so upset. Like, you know, if you're only being teased or whatever, your kids aren't coming home and telling your parents, but it was several moms.
Okay. And not that, I don't know how to ask that question the right way. Like, can you see that behavior in your son? Does it seem like it's plausible that he's that kid?
He could be. He's very like abrasive sometimes, and you know, wants to get his way. Mm-hmm. And so I can see him being like, I'm going to do this by being mean to other people or making fun of other people.
Yeah, this is okay. Let's get your husband in here, Justin.
Yai.
So what are your thoughts on this? You probably not as extreme as homeschool, but what do you want to do about it?
No, the thing with the homeschool is just like one, or even just taking him out of school. It like suggests that like if there's a problem, like you should just like get away from it versus meeting it head on.
Okay.
But like that's a whole separate issue. But like I think they call it like roasting each other. Like these kids, they're kids. Like
I was wondering that. Is it a humor gone wrong thing?
Well, look, here's the way I see it. If he was a problem, we wouldn't just be hearing about it from like a few I'm guessing are helicopter parents. You know, like he's a good kid in school. We get like notes from the teachers. He's doing a great job. He's not in trouble. Like, shouldn't he be in like detention or like at least be getting in trouble if he's like shaking down these other kids?
Well, do we think it's physical bullying or verbal?
What is bullying? Oh my God. It's
Bullying was like, I mean, whatever. Like, it's all of it, I guess. But I like, they're boys. Like, yeah, like what she's describing is just like when a kid who's in middle school doesn't get their way, they don't really have the coping mechanisms to be like, well, maybe it's my behavior or if I worked really hard. It's like he's just trying to figure it out and like they're going to work it out. And yeah, if there becomes a problem that like we hear about or know about, but like I've watched him interact with these kids. He still hangs out with them. Like, if there's a problem, why aren't they, like, why are they still hanging out with them? Are they that afraid?
The moms, it sounds like you have heard about it from the moms.
But that's from the, I'm, like, not trying to take his side, but, yeah. Like, are the moms being
look,
overprotective.
Sure.
I've asked him about it. Like, if he was or wasn't, it's going to be the same answer as far as if he was a bully. Of course, you're going to deny it. But, like, he definitely stands up for himself, which, like, we've both encouraged him to do. But, like, I don't see it being a problem. Like, as far as.
Let me get the phone number in because I know this is such a touchy subject.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. You can text or call. Nothing pains me more than the sentence I'm about to say.
Okay.
I don't believe in this, and Me Too really kind of quashed it, but like, sometimes boys will be boys. I know. Ugh. And I don't mean that when it comes to the way they treat women, but like,
with each
boys got to work it out.
With each
boys
other.
Boys sometimes work it out. And maybe, just maybe, the moms are like, I don't like the way he talks to you. And it's like, yeah, okay.
But there has to be, if you're going to be disrespectful to people, I don't care that you're just in middle school, there has to be some form of punishment, conversation, learning opportunity.
Have you heard them talk? I don't even understand half the words that come out of their mouth.
They're crazy.
Well, I'm wondering, like, I'm thinking about even when I get together with some of my best friends in the world, and
it's awful.
We're all mean to each other.
So mean.
Because when you're not, if you don't love them as a guy, if you don't love them, that's when you are kind of nice.
Michelle,
you know,
do you believe, like, hearing your husband's perspective, do you think the other moms might be overprotective, or you're just the one getting the calls, so it's on, the emotions are on you?
And I do think that it's our job as parents to intervene in such cases like this. I don't think that we can them just continue to think that this is okay, even if it is just, quote, boys being boys. You know, like, they should learn now that that's not acceptable, because think about, if it's okay now, they're going to grow up into young men thinking that it's okay. And we really need to.
You just heard from Tiak, it is okay.
But like, that's a fine line between, like, him being truly a bully, which I think is a stretch. I mean, he's bigger than the other kids, so maybe it's like more intimidating, but come on.
Is he the funniest one? Is he just the quickest? I don't know. Because also there's the element of, like, I had some bullies growing up, or I had people say mean things to me.
For sure.
And I hated it at the time, but I learned to work through it. And now I'm, I think, better equipped if someone says something to me that I don't like, on how to handle it, whether I respond, whether I walk away. Like, you only learn that by going through it. Now, I don't advocate that, like, you should bully people, but there's an, I don't know. It is such
why
a fine line, like you said.
Why isn't the school
involved? Yeah.
If he's really the bully, the schools are very sensitive right
in
now.
In the way that you're saying boys will be boys, the boys also probably don't want to be the tattletale. So they're not going to the principal.
They're talking to somebody.
And look, I was bullied very intensely in high school, and I wish someone had done something about it.
Or do you? Because look at you now. You're pretty tough.
Okay, but I'm tough because I have three older siblings.
But so it would have been, bullied you.
My siblings definitely bullied
you. For sure. Read the text. People say you bully me and that I bully you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Well, it's like the word bully is like sort of now a catch-all
for our
sensitivity.
Age, it's more acceptable to go, yeah, you're bullying each other. Okay, but middle school
is
harsh.
Like,
you are literally being molded to figure out what you believe about yourself.
Oh my God.
Oof.
Michelle, Justin.
Yeah, sorry.
I know this is very heavy. Hang on. Don't move. I don't have an answer. I'm just saying, if the school's not involved, that doesn't mean it's not bullying. But it's like, I was on Justin's side, but then I'm imagining having to answer that call every day.
Yeah.
It's like, your son is being a turd bucket again.
Right. Or the mom going to do pickup. I don't know if, like, middle school, you really get out of the car, but going to birthday parties, going to all this stuff.
Everybody's looking at you.
And everyone's like, well, that's the woman who won't discipline her son. Or that's the dad that won't discipline his son.
It's reflecting on her. As hard as it is. I don't know if we can determine whether or not this kid's a bully, but what would you do? Should they just let it go? Should they try harder to discipline the kid? Or do you let the kids just work through it? 303-222-5423.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate that's kind of, it's serious. Mm-hmm. It's about bullying.
Yeah.
But it's also getting to a place. Basically, Michelle and Justin are here. Michelle's getting a lot of feedback from fellow moms that mm-hmm. say their son is the bully in middle school.
Like Michelle and Justin's son is
yes.
the bully. Yes.
But the school's not saying anything. That's why Justin's like, eh.
Well, and Michelle wants to go full homeschooling, pull him out.
Okay, that seems a lot.
Right.
But here's the thing. What we need to get to is what is bullying? I mean, some of the people are texting like, bullying's bullying. And it's like, right. But like, there's certain things I don't want to hear. It's not bullying.
Yeah, but I think when you're so young that like a repeated negative
still just
insults being thrown your way. So would you like to know how I was bullied? Because it was definitely
what
bullying.
What did they say?
On Facebook, I wrote something on my boyfriend's wall at the time. And then like the entire football team wrote similar things, making fun of me. So it's like they weren't being outwardly mean or hurting me.
I was
going to
say, that's not terrible. I had dog poop in my mailbox.
But they were very, well, yeah, my car also got like.
I should apologize.
But I think that it's like when people are ganging up against you to make you feel bad, that is bullying, especially at a formative age.
Totally.
All right. Well, Michelle, Justin, feel free to jump in with anybody on here, and we're going to try to get you an answer on what to do next. I do feel, Michelle, like with all due respect, I think Justin's right in this one. Taking him out of the school is not the answer. We need to make him better. Like, removing mm-hmm. him from society, we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But let's figure out some sort of plan. Carla?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm leaning towards her side, but not towards the part of taking it out of school, that portion of it.
Right.
I would have to say I have a 9-year-old boy, and as he has been growing up, he was very shy and very quiet. And now I've come to see a couple of traits where he can be a bully, but I didn't see it as such in the beginning. Now, I think an important part that we have to see as parents is like, one, yes, I agree with him. There are these parents that are like helicopter parents. And if she could get like an example of like what exactly they're talking about and consider as bullying, maybe he doesn't quite understand that that is bullying and that's not nice to do. I know that that's one thing that I've worked on with my kiddo, that he didn't quite understand that portion or that certain thing that he was doing was considered as bullying.
Right.
And if she can get an example and kind of see, that would be one way to take it. Now, another part of it is you can't just let it slide, especially if it's been really consistent and the moms keep telling her, then obviously it is an issue. It would be talking to him about it and seeing what kind of resolution she can come up with. But I don't think moving him schools would be the choice, because at the same time, he could continue to do it because he sees that he has all these friends. But those kiddos don't, you know, they could be very timid and don't want to say anything. And at the same time, you know, they can consider him, you know, the cool kid, and they'll still want to hang out with him, not really realizing that they're experiencing this.
Is your kid better, Carla, now that you've sat him down and explained to him what behaviors look like bullying?
Yeah, and it's more of like, okay, you know, I saw this, like, what made you think, you know, that this was okay to do? And I've shown him like examples like, oh, that, well, in this case, it's not nice because you wouldn't like them to do this to you, that type of thing.
Right.
I know that it doesn't work for everybody, but I've experienced this from a kid who was super silent to now a kid who could potentially, if I kind of let things go, could be a big bully.
Can I ask, Carla, you said, though, that you saw him do this stuff, right? Like, it's not, wasn't like alleged.
No. And that's why I said if you could get an example of what exactly is happening, because it's like my version of my kid bullying can be somebody else's version of, like, how you said, boys will be boys.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Carla. It's just, I mean, I just want, I know, Erica, you don't have kids yet.
No.
But if somebody accused your kid of something, do you think you'd immediately go, he's guilty? Or would you go,
let's look at all the...
Correct.
Yeah.
And it feels like, and I'm not trying to be mean to you, I don't want to be accused of bullying you, but like, you are immediately taking these parents' side, Michelle. Like, your kid is guilty before proven innocent.
Right, and I think it's because of all the parents that, or the several moms, there were like four that called at separate moments and or texted. And so it was like, it seems like it is true. But I mean, that last caller is right. We do have to do something about it. Maybe I'm being a little extreme by saying pulling him out of school, but...
and she's not being fair, because it was the four people was all in one incident that they claim that he was being a bully.
Okay.
It wasn't like that he was shaking everybody down or like...
I love that you keep saying shaking. Like he's this
like
classic...
Like there's a balcony involved or something. Like,
let's get at least one more call in here.
I on his allowance.
Right, you're not... Money. He's not... Okay, Brian?
Yeah.
Whose side are you on?
I'm in the middle. I'm a football coach. And so the best kids that we coach are the ones who get disciplined at home. But don't overreact, okay? Don't pull them out of school. Don't do something that's a life-changing event. Find something he loves. Find a way to take it away. Find some way to discipline. Old days, it used to be spanking or timeout, whatever it is. Find a different way to discipline. But don't do a life-changing event. You got to find a way to work through life. And discipline structure at home is huge. So...
Okay. Thank you for the call.
I wanted to ask, so as a football coach, you hear probably guys interact with each other. How are they nice?
No. Have you met
teenagers? I mean, leading the witness, but
yeah. And like, are they nice?
Right. Terrible. We're
thank you for the call, Brian. But what do the texts look like? Are they mostly...
They're kind of all over the place. A lot of people are sharing their own experiences with their kids being bullied. But one is saying like, yeah, we had to move schools because it was just so brutal. Jeez. So I think you never want it to get to that point. Like you need to be aware, but maybe don't overreact.
You guys feel a little better? Do you think you can have a better conversation tonight at the dinner table maybe?
Yeah, I think that we figure out his version of it as well and just lead the witness, if you will, not be like, hey, we heard that this is what happened, but maybe he will bring it up to us, because that's the other thing. I don't want to be like, you did this and da 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 da.
Right.
But
I want to tell him his friends are snitches.
Oh boy.
We're not doing that.
Happy parenting.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.